Radio Point CRTV.
LECAM officials in the Adamawa region deployed all over the five divisions and 21 subdivisions of the region are working tooth and nail to meet their annual target of newly registered voters, which is still short of some 3,000 potential voters as to the end of the exercise. In today's viewpoint, Kelvin Bunda says although much progress has been made, the region will subsequently surpass its voter registration target if all the stakeholders step up their efforts.
At the start of the annual revision of electoral registers in January, the Adamawa region was given a target of 37,289 new voters to be registered. Even if barely 24 hours to the close of the exercise, the target has not been met. The score of 34,450 new voters registered in the region is seen by keen observers as a feat, given that there are some major obstacles to voter registration in most parts of the region. These include voter apathy, the lack of national identity cards, and most importantly, customs and traditions that bar the way to women to participate in the electoral process. It's true that the concerted efforts made by the elite, political parties, civil society organizations, and even the election management body have yielded fruits in many localities. The Mbororo Cultural and Development Association, Boskuda, played a great role in sensitizing men and women of Mbororo descent to register to vote. The impact of the field work by Boskuda and the other stakeholders has been significant in localities like Nyambaka, Ngaundere 1, Ngaundere 2, Ngaundere 3, Matap, Belel, Bankim, and Tinye, where the figures obtained far surpassed their specific targets. Nonetheless, as frantic efforts are being made to cover the remaining 8% of the target given to the Adamawa region in 2024, the report card of the region barely 24 hours to the end of the annual revision of electoral registers should read, "Can do better." Yes, if political education is intensified in the field subsequently, eligible voters in the region will certainly get their names onto the registers, and consequently, the administrative unit will feature among those that have been surpassing their targets. Imagine the number of women and girls of voting age in the region who are prevented from registering to vote on grounds that their husbands and fathers strongly believe that they are the ones to decide for them. In fact, until such male chauvinists and other ardent protectors of customs and traditions get to understand that a man's vote has the same value as that of the woman, considering that one vote can make a difference, very little or nothing may change. With respect to the lack of the national identity card, while members of the elite are expected to continue lending a hand to the local population, the powers that be will have to ensure that inhabitants of far-off localities have access to identification posts. This requires that identification posts be taken as close to the people as possible. This is because the acquisition of the national identity card is key to voter registration, given that without the document, political education and sensitization campaigns can't make sense.
Kelvin Bunda, station manager of the Adamawa Regional Station of the CRTV, editorialist.